Angus Black wants to know.
You just mad at all this thugnificence. Respect it, man. Bask in it.
Ayo, psst. Ayo, fellas. I want y'all to listen to me right now. I think it's important that I tell y'all this. But I don't know if y'all noticed, but the ladies out here are getting crazy. Like right now, I'm talking about they like really killing dudes. Ain't no more of that they finding out that you messing around, then they just cry and go to their mama house. Ain't no more of that crap. These women are really out for blood if you hurt their feelings. It ain't always used to be like this, yo. I'm gonna tell you when it started. It started with that damn Jasmine Sullivan bust your windows out your car phone. And after that, women just been going crazy. Take for example, after that Chris Brown situation, it was a women's rights group. They talking about saying they were gonna kill Chris Brown. They ain't got nothing to do with Chris Brown and Rihanna situation, but they want to kill him. Who else you got? You got Steve McNair. That's crazy. And fellas, I really hope that y'all learned from his situation messing around with the young girls. Because that's what he messed up, messing with a young girl. Young girls are crazy. Let alone he was messing with a young girl from Iran. Why would you even mess with somebody who brother and daddy be blowing himself up? What you think she capable of doing? See, what happened was Steve McNair met her at Entourage on Turban Tuesdays. Steve started kicking that game and stuff and talk the sheet off the jank. Anytime you get one of them girls to take the sheet off her body and she ain't seen her stomach since she was 5, you should have known she was in love. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. What's that sound? Y'all be quiet right quick. Be quiet. I thought it was my wife, because my wife crazy. Y'all better not tell her this junk either. I'ma tell y'all how I knew my wife was crazy, because one time she went through my cell phone and saw a text that said, I love you. She got so mad, she took some boiling hot dog water juice and threw it on my shoes. And then gonna come to me telling some, who is this texting your phone that I love you, Angus? I looked at the phone and said, girl's my mama. Now I can't even go around my mama house, because now she thinks she trying to holler. What kind of sick junk is that? I'm just telling y'all, fellas, these women ain't playing. Look at the Walter Waite boxing champion dude, Ataro Gotti. His girl choked him out with a Door to Explore book bag strap. How you let your girl choke you out with her purse strap? That junk scared me so much, I took all the straps off my wife's purses. Matter of fact, for Christmas, I'ma get her a wallet. All I'm telling you, fellas, is if you out here talking to a girl, stop trying to run game, because that junk might come back around and bite you in the ass. So, fellas, I'ma leave y'all with a couple of tips. Number one, don't mess with no women at your job, because when she catch feelings, what's gonna happen is she gonna get you and her fired, and that can hurt you, especially when you got layaways. Two, stop using the line, I ain't looking for no relationship. But as soon as a dude get in her face, you get mad. But then as soon as she catch feelings, you don't want to be with her, because at the end of the day, when you smash and get her gone, that you ain't looking for no relationship crap ain't gonna work. I know a lot of y'all like, Angus, why you whispering? I'm whispering because I'm scared. Oh, snap, yo, I gotta go, man. That go my wife. Remember what I said, fellas. And if you don't, I'm asking you, what part of the game is that?
Here I come, Veronica.